1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you at 10 p.m. on a Monday night. Now, I know you're probably wondering, Ebby, why are you going live on the random? I think it just has a lot to do with the fact that this was a good night to do it, because any other time that I try to go live, there's always a conflict. And so for me, sometimes doing things on the random is what it is, but I may be able to pull off an every other week situation. Due to scheduling with my daughter. So tonight I want to talk about something that my homeboy put on his Facebook that I thought was pretty interesting. He said that, and I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm not going to read it verbatim, because one, if I move off this screen off my iPhone, you're going to lose me. And two, I do not have Facebook installed on my iPad, so I cannot reference the quote. Three, I'm too lazy to get on my MacBook and pull up Facebook. I'm not trying to do all of that. The context of the phrase was, a man will change for a woman who he wants to be with, and vice versa. He will change. What do you guys think? Are you willing to change to be in a relationship? And are you willing to change to be with someone that you are interested in being with? I am really, 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 really curious to know what everyone thinks about that. My allergies are kicking butt this evening. Suddenly and randomly, because that's just what happens when Ebby decides to record or go live. Something happens and it's just like, I had it all mapped out in my head. Anyway, so, okay, back to what we were saying. Are you, excuse my broke, no, not broke, but my non-SNS nails. Once they peel off, like, once it chips, I just take the whole thing off. And then, you know, like, these nails are all mine. These are long. And then with the chipping, I end up biting. Really bad habit. Sorry, Kim. Anyway, the question is, are you willing to change for your man or your woman to be in a relationship? Are you willing to change? Now, through prior experiences, I'm always the type of person where I'm always looking to become better. And so I always say, even though it may be a tug of war with me, I always say, you know, this one might hurt, but I can see what you're saying and I can understand where you're coming from. Therefore, I'm not really as resistant to your feedback, your constructive criticism, as I would normally be. And that is because I think that what you're saying is going to make me a better person rather than you and I going through a tug of war, because you feel like I should be doing something and I'm looking at you like, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not changing. Because I just don't want to, because I'm being stubborn, rather than me looking at it from a growth perspective, an opportunity for growth. And I think that's something that, you know, that's more like an individual growth goal, just to grow individually, to say, like, you know, you're giving me this feedback because, you know, you feel like this is something that's going to make me a better person, rather than you doing this because you're trying to mold me to be someone else. There's a difference. My allergies are kicking my butt. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. There is a difference. Okay. And you have to be really in tune with yourself to understand what the differences are between, one, someone sharing with you some growth opportunities for you because they want to see you become better and do better, versus, two, somebody sharing growth opportunities with you because they are trying to mold you to be somebody that they want you to be, like whatever their perfect visual package is of a person. How do I know this? Because I've experienced this where I was the person who was, you know, voicing my opinion of someone because I wanted him to change. At that time, I can admittedly say that my motives behind saying that, you know, I wanted him to change were not fair. And I think that me admitting that now, that is something that I did in my marriage that I did wrong, and I can admit it. I'm grown, I'm adult, I'm over it. Life has moved on, but that's something that I can admit in saying that at that time in my life where I was not fair in my request to my ex for him to change, but it wasn't in all instances. It was only in some instances. But for the most part, I made some suggestions and growth opportunities for him because I wanted to see him become a better person rather than me wanting him to be someone else. But then there were some instances where I was trying to change a country boy to a city dude. Admittedly so, because I'm grown and I can admit stuff like that. So are you willing to change to be in a relationship? That's really the question, right? And then what are some things that you're willing to change? Like, what are some things that you're willing to shift and make some differences or, you know, make some improvements in your life? Like, what are some of those things that you are willing to do? And that's something that is a fair question and it's something that's a fair assessment. For me, it depends on who is coming from and what they're asking, right? So if my man says to me, baby, I think that you should wash dishes more because, you know, you hate washing dishes. Now, this is true. I do not like washing dishes. It's not my thing. I'm just not Susie Homemaker, and I could decorate the hell out of a house. I can get a house together. I can make a house a home. But keeping up the maintenance and the deep cleaning, I'd rather pay somebody to come do that stuff. Like, I just don't have the time to do it. And then by the time I get home, I'm tired, I'm done. But these are things like, you know, maybe you should do laundry more than once a month. Now, that's not true. I don't do laundry every week, but I do laundry every other week, but I do my daughter's laundry every week. This is small scale stuff, but what I'm saying is that those are things that are just going to make me better, right? So my solution to that is, okay, if that's what you want me to do, understand and realize what my lifestyle is and how I live and how I move and shake, and then just invest in somebody to come clean my house for me. Whereas the only thing that I have to do is organize, straighten up, and make things look pretty. And the person who's coming to clean my house can focus on deep cleaning and cleaning my house. And I can focus on the stuff that I really want to focus on, like organizing, making things pretty, and most importantly, caring and tending to my beautiful little girl, right? So that's an example of someone making a suggestion to me. This is really, really, really small scale, but making a suggestion in something that they think that I should do better, right? And I'm like, okay, this makes sense because at the end of the day, I want to have a clean home and I also want to be able to enjoy my home and do the things that I want to do in my home and not get bogged down spending a whole Saturday trying to clean the first floor. Like, who wants to do that, especially in the summertime? Super duper small scale, but it's real and it's true. And these are the types of things that can come up. Now, another growth opportunity for me. Stop being so sensitive. Now, being sensitive is part of my DNA. That's just how I am. Realizing where God is taking me, I cannot take that sensitive halo hat with me everywhere that I go, right? I have to learn how to maneuver, shake, make things happen, do things differently, approach things differently, look at things differently, and handle and react to things differently that I'm used to doing. Because I understand that where God wants to take me, I need to learn how to handle these different situations. Now, with that said, I can't roll around being sensitive with a chip on my shoulder all the time. Now, depending on who it came from, and depending on my level of respect for them and, you know, my willingness to receive feedback, my response to them may be different. But all in all, I understand it when it said to me, you know, work on your sensitivity. Don't take everything so personal and don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder, right? So for me, in my personal life, I still struggle with it, but I think I'm doing better. And one of the things that I feel like I'm doing better is not being so emotionally invested that I have to react and say something to every darn thing that comes my way, right? Realizing that, you know, when you are wanting to be in a real relationship and have real relationships in your life, that, you know, you can't take offense to everything someone says. Granted, this is something that my grandmother always used to tell me to stop doing. Stop taking things so personal. Stop taking things so personal. Why are you always taking things so personal? Stop walking around with a chip on your shoulder. You got people walking around on eggshells around you. This is what I grew up hearing. And what she's saying is true. So one of my goals in life and one of the things that I'm trying to do is stop walking around with a chip on my shoulder. Don't make people feel like they have to walk on eggshells to talk to me. Don't have a reaction for everything that someone says. Now, this is something, feedback that my grandmother gave me as a young child. And still to this day, much better than what I was before. But still, all in all, the same principles apply. Now, how does that help me in my growth? How does it help me in my relationships, both professionally and personally? It helps a lot, right? Because it helps me become a better person. It helps me become a better communicator. It helps me to grow into that next level, right? Because this came from my grandmother, and also others have told me this as well, one person can say it to me and I'm looking at them like, you're just saying that so that it can benefit you. I'm not listening to you. Whereas my grandmother can say it and I receive it. That's the thing. I receive it from her. You won't be able to receive the growth opportunities to you from everyone. Because person A can say one thing, person B can say the same darn thing, but because of the relationship you have with person A, you're going to receive the feedback and the growth opportunity from person A compared to that of person B. This is very, very, very true. It's just like saying, we can both say the same thing, but depending on how you may feel about me and how you may feel about that other person, how you receive it from me is going to be different from how you receive it from the other person. Your reaction to hearing it from me is going to be different from your reaction from hearing it from the other person, all dependent on the rapport that you have with that individual, right? Same thing, relationships. Any type of growth opportunities that I may have communicated to someone that I was with, that same feedback will actually be handled and dealt with accordingly with someone new in their lives because of the relationship that they have with that person and the bond that they have with that person. Whereas for me, when I would say give that same feedback, it was like a tug of war. So at the end of the day, the whole context of this conversation and me elaborating more is to say, are you willing to change to be in a relationship? Are you willing to accept the growth opportunities more from a place more from a place of this is going to help my self-development rather than this is going to hurt my self-development? Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.